Well, it started really, really small. It's still quite intimate, shall we say, compared to the other music and entertainment industry conferences that you may have heard about. And it's about the entertainment industry, hopefully from the perspective of the independent musician, filmmaker, and other folks, especially those who try to distribute their content through all of these new digital media technologies that we have. So really the idea is, how do I, as an independent artist, figure out the landscape of this new media universe that's out there? And that really is the crux of what we're talking about.
So it's for the independent artist.
It is.
A chance to talk to pros in the business.
Some of the biggest.
It takes place in the mornings, on Friday and Saturday mornings of Jazz Fest.
The doors open for registration at 9. The first panel starts at 10, and we go until about 12:30, and then we go over to the festival.
And this takes place over at NOMA.
Yes, at the New Orleans Museum of Art. And it's completely open to the public, not having to pay to get in.
All right, so give us an idea of some of the folks that are going to be there and some of the topics
we're
going to be talking about.
I have to say, some internationally renowned leaders in all of these fields basically just said, yeah, sure, I'll come. So great example is there's this song that's a big hit song called Thrift Shop. So this song has gone from underground digital thing to NPR, and now it's top 40 radio, all without a record label.
That's kind of a new phenomenon, isn't
it? Exactly. So I made it my business to track down the manager of this band, a guy named Zach Quillen, who is primarily based in Seattle. And he said, and I kid you not, I've always wanted to go to Jazz Fest. Sure. So that kind of sums up everything that we're trying to do.
Only everything were that easy, right?
Right.
You want people and the independent artists to have useful information at the end of this. Is that right?
Absolutely. Look, we have a mission here to try to provide an educational platform. That How I Built My Touring Business panel is a really great example. And that is a combination of some major players from out of town, but really the focus is on the local artists. So we've got Ivan Neville, we've got John Michael Ruchel. Our angle is we've paired the artist with their booking agents or their managers, as whichever the case may be. And in each of those cases, the artist is fortunate to have smart, hardworking, dedicated people working alongside them, helping to make sure that this career blossoms the way it's supposed to. And that's the kind of thing that a lot of other musicians are always anxious to know about. How do they make that happen?
And I'll put in a plug for Saturday, May 4th, when Anya Grundman, who's director of NPR Music, will be doing the keynote interview or address. I'm not sure what we call it.
I mean, I think you and I are both. I know I am a huge fan of NPR Music. What they do from a musician's perspective of growing an audience and from a consumer's perspective of having the ability to explore new music, NPR Music has created online this website that is this enormous portal that's, in my opinion, the most diverse and eclectic out there.
All right, so I'm an independent artist. I'm listening to this, and I go, gee, I'd really like to get involved at SyncUp. How do they go about doing that? What do they need to know?
Well, they need to know that it's in the morning, on the mornings of the Friday and Saturday of both weekends of Jazz Fest. Admission is free, but seating is limited, so you do need to register in advance. And all you have to do that is go to our website, which is syncupconference.com.
Scott Ages, he's Director of Programs, Marketing, and Communication at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Thanks, Scott, and best of luck on another successful conference.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a pleasure.